I put up here. That one won't stay up there. Now this one, well, the guys started out, everybody's got to sing nice and loud, and this sounds like a real hippie song. Okay, let's see if I can get it tonight.
Be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
For the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
For the Lord thy God.
Be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
I am not afraid,
no, no, no.
I am not dismayed, cause I'm walking in faith and victory. Come on, I'm walking in faith and victory. For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold. For this one, 292. Wonderful grace of Jesus.
Thank you.
Does anybody have a request? Anybody have a request? Or we've got time for one or two? Mary? This little light of mine? Okay, we can sing that. Should we got their lights up?
Sing on.
we sing this together?
Yeah. relationships.
You may be seated. Thank you, choir. Yeah, it certainly is a blessing, though, to see all ages worshiping the Lord. Their hands raised, whether up here, out there, it certainly is a blessing. You know, John the Baptist was a brand plucked out of the fire. You know, people traveled miles and miles to hear him. Way out into the wilderness to see him burn for Jesus. And you know, I think people are starting to do that because of your being on fire for the Lord. People are traveling here to see you burn for Jesus. And that's what it's all about. Let's keep burning for him. And don't let the light go out. Don't let Satan put it under a bushel or blow it out. Let it shine. And if you feel like you need it rekindled, you just come here with God's people and you get together and sing, and you just can't help but get excited about serving the Lord. If the ushers, an usher, what's that? Steve, you want to help us out tonight? Receive the offering. Could you pray over, please?
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this evening that we can worship together. We just ask, Lord, that you would be with us tonight and fill this place.
Father, we thank you for the promises that we have in you, and they are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for those exceeding great and precious promises that have made us partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Well, Lord, you've changed us, and that's something to shout about. You've made us a different people. And Lord, we thank you for your working in our lives and the grace and the changing that goes on. Although it's not always pleasant, we realize that it is necessary, and we just thank you tonight. Father, we pray for this one that was injured last night. Lord, that you would minister healing to him or her. And Father, you would just be with that family and give them strength. And Lord, we pray, like in all tragedies, that if they don't know you as their personal Savior, that you would use this to bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if they do know you, we pray, Lord, that they would be drawn closer to you, that they would reach out to you, find help in their time of need. And Lord, we pray for Hugh Vinette, as Sten's grandfather has passed away. And we just pray, Lord, that you would comfort that family and give them strength. And Lord, your word says, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And Lord, we rejoice in that they at least know that he's going to spend eternity with Jesus. And then, Lord, we think of some of the requests that are mentioned this morning, and we pray specifically for Gail, as she's been ministering to you tonight and to us by her music. Lord, we pray that you would restore her health and Lord, just heal her completely, and it would be the end of her health problems. And we just look to you. And, Lord, you know that you would receive all praise, honor, and glory for the healing. And we thank you, Lord, for Rodney tonight and his willingness to break the bread of life to bring your word to us. And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint our hearts, that we would be in tune with the Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us, Lord, that we would have ears to hear what you would say to your bride, to your church tonight. And just bless Rodney and anoint him with power from on high, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Rodney, God bless you.
I could have listened to that worship all night long. That was beautiful. I mean, it was. That was good. Stand up with me, please. Again. I just want you guys to say something with me. You know, let the weak say, I am strong. I just want you to say you're strong. Just say with me, I am strong. Say it again, I am strong.
I am strong.
In Christ, I am strong.
In Christ, I am strong.
You may be seated. God does want to heal. God does want to deliver. God still heals. God still delivers. God still forgives sins. God still anoints. I had a dream the other night, and I saw a fire. Actually, it wasn't just a fire. It was a bunch of fires shaped like men. And it was placed all over. Places in Minnesota, like St. Paul, and western Wisconsin. And that fire, and I was told in my spirit that fire was you guys. In fact, I was told some of you by name. And that fire then, shaped in the shape of a person, spread. And it grew bigger and bigger. And it started a great revival. I'd like to take a flame, a match tonight. Light that match. Throw it in your soul and set your soul on fire for Jesus. We're not going to burn this place down. You know, the Holy Spirit came on them with tongues like as a fire. And they literally turned the world upside down. And that's what God wants to do through you. I don't know which direction God will lead me. I'll try not to keep you too long. what to say. But we are Christians. We follow Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is alive. When He was on earth, He was not afraid of what people thought. He was not afraid of what people said. He was not afraid of what they did. He laid down His life. And He said, if you want to be My disciple, He said, you have to lay down your life too. He said, you have to take up your cross and follow Me. He said to Peter, when you are old, another will carry you, signifying the death that he would die. And they did, carried him, crucified upside down on the cross. When you chose to follow Jesus Christ, you chose the everlasting way. You entered into eternal life. But you also entered into a war. We are in a war zone right now. I go back again. I can't help it. I always go back to where they kill the babies. Who's going to stand up for the babies? Who's going to take and say, that's enough? A little baby grabbed a hold of the doctor's hand. The doctor was trying to abort it, and they got it on video. One of the guys wanted to show it on Fox, and they fired him. In China, they take the babies and they throw them live into the trash cans after they're born. Now the Senate, they asked George Bush this morning, they said, are you going to go for the law where after a baby's born, it's not right to kill the baby? Are you going to go with Congress and stand up and say that? And he says, you bet I am. That's wrong to have a baby born and then throw it in the trash can and kill it. Duh! Yeah, what is this world coming to? I don't want to talk politics. I want to talk Jesus. But I heard Bill Bradley yesterday say, well, about Al Gore, you know, Al Gore, he needs to stand up because he used to say, he used to believe in a right to life. And now he believes in abortion. He needs to say what he really believes. Putting him down for believing in a right to life. At least he said the words right to life. Infanticide. You know, Adolf Hitler. At first, he didn't seem like such a bad guy. See, we see things in reverse. You know, we see after the fact. But one of the first things that Adolf Hitler did was to protect the people. And remember, Thomas Jefferson said that if we legislate it so that people don't have a right to harm themselves, there's no freedom. And one thing that he did, Hitler, he tried to stop smoking in Germany. First he stopped it in government buildings. Then he stopped it in public places. And then he tried to ban all smoking altogether. Sound familiar? And I don't agree with smoking, but I just don't think everything should be legislated. Then one of the next things he did, he didn't want the people to hurt themselves, so he banned guns. You know, take the guns away from the people so they don't shoot each other. Sound a little bit familiar? What they're trying to do right now? And another thing that he wouldn't do, and it's also a sign of the end of the world, he wouldn't eat meat. He didn't believe in eating meat. He was a strict vegetarian. Why wouldn't he eat meat? He didn't like to see the animals hurt. What a twisted logic. They kill over 6 million people, Jews, not including the untold millions in the war, yet he didn't like to see the animals hurt. Does that sound familiar? Where is our society leading us? And who is going to have the guts to stand up and say, enough is enough? They're going too far. The fire of Jesus can and will come upon you. And you'll start spreading that gospel to the people you go to school with, to the people you work with. You'll spread the good news. You won't be afraid of what people say. You won't be afraid of what people think. You will rise up and walk in the light as He is in the light. And then we have fellowship one with another. We don't need any of this phony unity that the churches are unifying in their whatever. We don't need any of that. We will unify in Jesus Christ in what He says. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. Why is that? Because He stood up for what was right. Anyway, time flies by. I was watching the business news the other day. And my mouth dropped almost wide open. I was just shocked. A guy came on there. He's the CEO of a company in Florida. And all excited, you know, he got this smile on his face. He says, we have developed a computer chip smaller than the size of a dime. And we believe that we will make multi-billions of dollars in this computer chip. So he wants you to invest in his company. This computer chip, he said, we will implant in people. At first, voluntarily. He says, just think, you will be able to track your children. If you're sick, the doctors will know immediately what's wrong. Just, if you're lost, just think it, billions and billions of dollars we'll make. And you know what they call this computer chip, he said? The digital angel. How ironic. How much does it show that what God's Word says is so true 2,000 years ago? We're in a war. We're not in a game. The pastor preaches a lot on taking the armor of Christ. It's time to take His full armor. It's time to stand up and be counted. It's time to take the challenge. Each one of us can make a difference. Each one of us. I don't care how small you are. I don't care how old you are. Anyway, I'm talking. Pray for our leaders, you know. I pray for Ronald Reagan. Pray for him. I want to say, too, you know, I like to talk a little bit about health. Just say a couple things. Last time I mentioned fiber. And today I just want to mention two things that you need to have for strength. Natural strength, vitamin C and vitamin E. Vitamin C twice a day and vitamin E once a day. I feel I can say that. But vitamins don't cure everything. The guy that wrote Prevention Magazine, Rodale, he was a publisher. 1971, he was on the Dick Cavett Show. You know who I'm talking about? You ever see a Prevention? He was on the Dick Cavett Show. It's one of my favorite magazines. And he said, I take 70 vitamins a day. And the only way that I'm going to die, he said, is if someone runs some sugar-crazed garbage truck driver runs me over. Otherwise, he said, I'm going to live to be 100. Do you know what happened? He dropped dead right there, right in the chair. 22-year-old dropped dead Thursday in Menominee at his home, just a linebacker on the football team. A friend of mine went and pronounced him dead. The scripture says, Jesus said, it is appointed unto man once to die. There's no way out of it unless he comes for you. It is appointed unto man once to die and afterwards the judgment. I don't care how many vitamins, how many things you take, or what you do. There is an appointed time. Tell your friends that. Scare them a little bit. Because it's true. It is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. That'll make them think. That'll make them think. They say now that if you're... They've developed anti-aging formulas that they can reduce your age. They're close to reducing your age by 20 years when you get to be 60 to 80. In the next few years, you'll see untold things happening with aging and diseases. But anyway, I had a vision too the other day. I have so many things to say. I saw a man running in my vision. I was wide awake. And he had ropes tied to him. But they were hanging. You know, he's running really fast. And those ropes were on his arms. And he had broke the cords, you know. And he was running. He's running fast. And I'm not going to say too much about that vision. But maybe it applies to you. Maybe you have cords, ropes that are holding you down. Say like Lazarus, when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Bound in those grave clothes. And then he said, loose him and let him go. And I want to say to you tonight that Jesus wants to say to you, be loosed and let go. He wants you free. He came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Be loosed. Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. That's God's will for you, to be loose and let go and be free to live in Jesus. Anyway. John chapter 12. Jesus was 6 days before the Passover. 6 days before the Passover, he came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then Jesus saith unto one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Oops. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you. But me, ye have not always. Now, I have a whole sermon written on that, but I've never stuttered like that, never stumbled, so I'm not going to preach it. I'm going to talk a little bit more. I'm just going to talk about Jesus a little bit. My time is short anyway. It isn't fair to take your time and go over. Jesus came to earth, born of a virgin. And what did he do? He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He changed lives. He talked to prostitutes. He talked to whores. He let a woman break perfume on his body and wipe his feet with her tears. He forgave sins. He changed lives. He reached down to the lowest person. He didn't think he was too big. He didn't act arrogant. He came and he gave his life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Him that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? If you live in Jesus Christ, you'll never die. Jesus was the third man who walked in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Jesus was there and closed the lion's mouth when Daniel was thrown into the lion. Jesus was there when the Red Sea was parted. Jesus was there when the walls of Jericho fell down. Jesus was there when Elijah looked out and his servant, and they said, there's too many for us, the servant said. And Elijah prayed, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. And I pray to God that he would open your eyes, that you would see that there's more with us than with them. Their faces might look ugly and mean, and they might snarl at you for standing up for what you believe in. But there's more with us. The angels of God are on our side. Jesus Christ is on our side. The Spirit is on our side. I was driving, and on the way here, and two deer jumped out. They were out there, and Ann hollered, stop. See those deer jump out. You know, you're not quite prepared. I seen 22 the other day in the field, and I stopped to take a look. I just like to see the sight of deer. You don't get tired of it. And you know this mama deer? The baby was sitting there eating, and this mama deer took her leg and knocked the baby on the back so the baby would take off with the rest of the deer. I never seen that before. God is here to shake you up a little bit. To kind of just knock you a little bit on the back and say, come on. But, you know, our God is also consuming fire. Do you know that? Our God is a consuming fire. But on the other hand, you know, our Jesus wants to take you by the hand like a little child. I like to take my children. You know, children instinctively reach out for their parents. They reach up and you grab them. And God wants to do that to you. You know that? He wants you to reach up to Him. You're raising your hands tonight and He wants to take you in His arms and hold you. You know, the Scripture said that He would like to hold you in His arms like a mother holds its baby and nurses its baby. He would like to hold you. That's what God wants to do. You know, He wants to take you and lead you. I like to take my kids and hold their hand and walk with them. Sometimes they stumble. You know, you're there. You just grab them and you hold on to them and you don't let them go. You don't let them fall on their face. Not too often, maybe when they get a little bigger. But when they're little, you hold on to their hands. God wants to do that with you. He wants to take you by the hand and lead you. He wants to show you great and mighty things that you know not. He has great plans for you. He wants you to dream big dreams in Him. Set big goals. Let Him lead you. He loves you. And He loves me. Get your bags packed. Get ready to go. He's coming. Even though we can't take anything with. It's just a figurative statement. Keep your house in order. He's coming back for us. It's time to close. could talk all night. Stand up with me. Pastor, do you want to come close? Do you want to come close? Okay. If only you knew. The sermon I was going to preach on was just spending time with Christ and what it would be like to spend time with Him. If you were in His presence, you know, there's a lot of things you wouldn't do. You know, if you were one of His disciples, say you were John, Peter, you just instinctively, you just wouldn't do certain things. You wouldn't want to. I just don't believe. You wouldn't say certain things. You would live a certain way. Unless, of course, you were like Judas, who chose money over Jesus, who betrayed Jesus with a kiss. His best friend. Not his best friend, but his friend. Betraying him with a kiss. There's a lot of things we don't have to worry about. We just spend time with Jesus, being His disciple, letting Him show us how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for each one out here. I thank You for their love for You. I thank You that You have chosen them, that You love them, that You want them to know tonight how much You love them. Please, God, please let them feel it in their heart. Please let Your word stick with them. Please help them to remember. Please, God, make them every whit whole, body, soul, and spirit. Heal them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal their soul, heal their body, heal their spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Let them all walk with You. Take them by the hand, Father. Lead them and direct them and guide them. I love You, Father. I love what You did in sending Your Son to die for me. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. We are done.